All right, Gene, are you ready to be counted in?
I'm ready, Mom.
Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah! Hey, yeah, yeah. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Meow, 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 meow. Let's do dates. This airs Monday. I will have already done that date, right? Salt Lake City. Ooh, Wise Guys Comedy Club, November 26th through 28th. That is Thanksgiving weekend. And if you're locked in a house with your family and you live in Salt Lake City, come see me instead. Tickets are probably almost gone, but whatever, come. San Antonio, December 9th through 11th at the LOL. Orlando, Florida, December 16th through 18th. And then that's it. All my tickets are sold out for the Gramercy. We added a show even the night before. They sold out so fast. Thank you, everybody who bought tickets. Woo! I got a DUI, baby! And then, look at my calendar. It's like June at the Borgata. But there are other dates after I film my special. They just haven't been put up on the board yet. But I'm not coming everywhere like my husband because I have two small children that I take care of. But I go to cities. Yeah, okay, I'm the mom. But I do go to cities selectively, and I hang out for 48 hours or so, and I just get away from them, and I order room service, I sleep, and I tell jokes. It's a good life. What the fuck, man? What was I going to say? I want to thank everybody who subscribed to this show. My poop tube following is now over 100,000. I want to thank you guys so much. Okay, yes. And thank you to the Booth Boys for helping me achieve this. And you guys, it's cool. And I am demanding my fucking plaque. And Nadav, you're telling me that they don't just mail it to you. You have to harass them? What the fuck is this?
You have to just explicitly ask, like, hey, you know, I think we've reached a level where we need plaques. And We need plaques on all of our stuff, and it's just we're going to get like a metric ton of plaques.
Plaques on plaques on plaques on plaques. Let's
Hell
go,
yeah,
bitch.
Dude.
Yeah, because you know something, I'm not an award winner, I would say, in my life. You know what I mean? Growing up, I think I got like fourth place once for running. I never, maybe speech meets I did well in, the spelling bees I did okay in, but I've never been like a trophy. I don't think I have a trophy, but God damn it, I want my YouTube plaques because we've earned those bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so that, what else is new? I've been hanging out with the kids so much. You know, Tom is gone a lot these days, and it's just the dudes and I. I've got, you know, Ellis is going to turn 6 pretty soon, so we're going to do a Pac-Man party, of course, because he's obsessed. And it's going to be glow-in-the-dark. And
a glow-in-the-dark Pac-Man party?
Bro, yeah, it's kind of rad, right?
Yeah, this sounds like a rave.
Yeah, it kind of is, huh?
Hell
that's what
yeah,
you get
dude.
When you have, like, a 90s mom. Like, yeah, and it's going to be at a place where they have games and stuff, and the kids are going to go wild, and I'm thoroughly stoked about it. I'm like, I'm 45, and I get excited about a 6-year-old's birthday party more than anything, and then I spend all my time with those dudes, and I watch Sex and the City on repeat. I like to track different relationships in the series. It's so embarrassing. So I tracked what's her name? Charlotte's relationship with the bald guy, the attorney. Do you know what I'm talking about, Nadav? Do you watch Sex and the City?
I do not, and I have not.
Well, I will go back and I watch it for that relationship, and then now I'm watching it for Mr. Big and Carrie, because you know what? They're not good together. They're toxic as heck.
Wait, you could only focus on one couple on each viewing?
That's what I do. So I go back to the series, and then I'll be like, well, I'm going to watch this just for the trajectory of, like, Mr. Big and Carrie.
What?
Yeah, it's called I'm Too Tired to Even... Like, it's like bubblegum. It's like watching bubblegum. You know, I'm so over it by the end of the day with my kids. Yeah, so I'll watch it for the Mr. Big storyline. I watched it for, like I said, Charlotte and her boo-boo. And that it's fucking so embarrassing.
Yeah. So how many more times do you need to watch it before you go through every relationship yeah. track?
Well, not everybody interests me, you know, thanks for asking. Because I'm not drawn to Miranda. I think I was as a younger, more cynical person. I'm not so much drawn to her cynicism anymore. I'm more of a Carrie. You know, like I make bad decisions, but I'm enjoying life. I've got a joie de vivre and I'm very fashionable now. You know, it's just a different girl for every stage in your life. And so the new Sex and the City promo dropped. I know you ladies have been looking at that and I am so excited. And, you know, if you're a fan of the show, you know that Kim Cattrall is not returning. And it's a lot of drama. I know you guys in the booth probably don't know about this.
Yeah. How do we feel about it?
Well, so I've been following it. So apparently Kim Cattrall, who played, you know, the slutty character. God, why can't I'm like blanking on everybody? I'm so tired today. Look up Kim Cattrall, Sex in the City. Samantha. She played Samantha. And she was the sex in, that's Cynthia Nixon's Miranda. She was the sex in Sex in the City, Samantha Jones. She was a PR lady and she banged dudes. She had sex like a guy. That was her whole MO. And now, you know, so in real life, apparently she never really got along with the other ladies, and specifically Sarah Jessica Parker. She has it in for the, allegedly, this is the gossip, right? Oh God, it's very exciting. And I've been following this. So I follow them all on Instagram. And so Kim Cattrall, what happened was like a year ago, her brother passed away. And SJP, that's short for Sarah Jessica Parker, was like, condolences, if you're in the know, that's what we call her. And it was like, condolences or something, like they said some nice words to Kim Cattrall. Like Kim Cattrall was like, don't pretend that you're the nice girl here. You act like you're everybody's friend and you're not, and da da da. So there's blood, bad blood.
They aired this laundry out for everyone to see?
Yeah, well, Kim Cattrall did, not Sarah Jessica Parker. So my impression,
okay, Kim,
yeah, is that Kim's a little very upset and she's publicly being like, we're not friends. I don't care for her. She was not nice to me during filming. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Now, that being said, guys, in show business, it's a very small community. And look, you know who the assholes are. Do you know what I'm saying? I can go to a comedy club in, you know, Des Moines and be like, I talk to the manager and be like, who's the biggest a-hole comic? And I know the names that the manager is going to say, because there's only so many of us. Same with show business. So I have never heard anything bad about either Kim Cattrall or especially Sarah Jessica Parker. So I don't know. The beef might be legit. They may just fucking hate each other. I don't know. Maybe one of them is mental. That's usually what's going on. One of them is. Mm. Do you have a show like that, Native? I know you love Drumline, or is it Drum Circle? What do you call that?
You had it the first drum one. Line. Drumline.
Do you watch that one over and over again? Like, what's your over and over again?
Every Sunday.
No, not every Sunday.
You're right. Yeah, every other Sunday. One Sunday, the first Sunday of every month is for the drum line.
Drum day.
But what have I been going through? You know what? I'm going through Seinfeld again right now.
It's always good. Yeah.
It's so good.
You love that one.
What else?
It's like comfort food.
Rewatching. Oh God, there was I went through a phase where I watched a lot of the VH1 shows, but I think we've already discussed that.
Like Behind the Music or the clip shows?
No, like I Love Flavor 80s. Of Love.
Oh, fuck yeah, that was like the golden age. We've discussed this, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Jeez, what am I? No, I think I'm watching mostly new stuff right now. I'm watching the Wu-Tang Hulu show.
What? I didn't know there was one. I'm going to take my shoes off for that one. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a little rough to watch for me. Because the guy that's playing RZA has the most insane inflection, like when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And RZA doesn't talk like that. And I thought, you know what? This guy must be just like a British dude that's trying to sound American.
Mm-hmm. And he was.
Dude's from California.
No so way.
None of it.
Look this up. Let me see the show you're talking about. It's not a documentary. It sounds like it's a scripted show about the Wu-Tang?
Yeah, it's a scripted Wu-Tang show.
Shut
on,
the front
on Hulu.
Oh my gosh. How have I missed this? I'm
the
so
American
glad.
Saga.
Oh, great. Yeah, what an interesting band. I mean.
Oh, it's amazing.
So many people are in it. So many talented people. So many people with interesting lives.
Yeah, it's. I wonder if you'll be able to hear how weird the guy that plays RZA sounds.
Let me hear it. Can you play it at all? Or
yeah, let's give it a try. So that's RZA. Is like a sword fight. So far, so good.
So far, so good. He's cute. Ready. Look at that great face on this guy.
I mean, from where we did. The average black man.
Is that him?
Dead or in prison by 30.
Nope. I think that's still fine.
Music. It's better odds.
But yo, D, we gotta talk.
There we go.
It's the only way we can get to a better future.
Look, it's the only way we can get to a better future.
To a better future.
So I'm ready to get busy.
What's gonna be different this time?
Okay. I'm in. I'm hooked.
It's great.
I got my brothers with me.
What a great face on
I got my brothers with
Inspected
me.
Inspected deck.
Dirty bastard,
nice.
No father to my style.
All right, I'm in. Listen, I'm not an aficionado on rap music, but boy, that Liquid Swords, I like the jizza. I'm into it.
No, yeah, it's a fun like.
I'm into the Wu-Tang.
The coolest thing about it is, you know, you see a character and then you're like, wait, who is that? Is that? Oh shit, that's Method Man. And then you're like, oh, that's ODB. Okay, all right. Like, you're seeing them like kind of come together.
It's amazing how many stars came out of this group of people, right?
Yeah.
It's just amazing, the talent.
And now I've just been on a kick of just watching. Oh, you know what? Mm. Here's what I've been running through. Mm. Old Nardwar interviews. Have you ever seen any of
What's
those?
What's that? Nardwar? What's that?
Nardwar is the human serviette. Like, he goes and he interviews musicians. And he's known for his extensive research. So, like, he'll go and do a 20-minute interview with, like, Wu-Tang Clan. And he's like, hey, Mr. RZA, I got this album for you. And it's, like, the first album that he ever sampled on, like, an album that no one's ever bought or listened. And he's like, how the hell did you find this out?
Oh, that's cool.
And you, like, see really cool reactions back and forth between Nardwar and the musicians.
Why is he named Nardwar? Nardwar? Is that something backwards? Is that, like, a palindrome or something?
I'm going to guess just Canadian.
This
guy, does he look familiar?
Yeah, he looks Canadian as shit.
Man. Yeah, nailed it.
How come Canadians are so comfortable being goofy? That's what I wonder.
Because they don't grow up in a damaged society.
That's true. They're so sweet.
Just happier.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, here are all like the cool people that he's done like interviews with. And like, it's almost like you, I think I was talking to Annie about this the other day. Like, you judge the musicians based on how they treat Nardwar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you did one with Blur.
And?
Where I think they were all on cocaine and tried to beat him up and, like, steal his glasses and hat.
I hate that. And I like Blur. Don't tell me that.
No, yeah. Like, it prevented one of them from winning office in the UK, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, good. Fuck off. So, very good. I've been, let's see. I went to a kindergarten party yesterday or the day before, Sunday, with the kiddos. It was very good. You know what I like about Texas folks is that they're not highfalutin. L.A., it was like, there's a competition. I once heard of, oh my God, some celebrity had a party for their, like, fifth grader. And it was themed like, I want to say, like, a candy theme as well. And there was, like, different areas of the backyard where they had constructed, like, you know, this is a cotton candy jumperoo or whatever, and then this is like a house made of gingerbread, and it was all real, like it was a lot of production for a kid's party. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that's insanity, like these are children, they're just gonna run around and hurt each other and puke all over. So I was super stoked to see, like, it was a normal scene here in Austin is what I'm saying. It was like a bounce house, some pizza, just like standard issue.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh, this is, I was like, such a relief. And like, everybody's just wearing jeans and a shirt. It was rad.
Now,
wonder. Go ahead. Well, Mr. Nadav.
Is there a difference between Austin parties for children and Los Angeles parties?
Tons.
For children?
That's what I'm saying. So
other than it just being like more back to normal than, you know.
I didn't really get to go to too many in L.A., but the ones I did were extra. You know what I mean? Like, especially, like, rich celebrity stuff. You were like, this is fucking insane, bro. Like, it's more than just renting a clown. It's like I said, like, gingerbread houses made out of real gingerbread or, like, you know, unicorns and shit. You're like, this is why. It's, like, so silly. So they're pretty cool. They're very chill. So my younger boy Juju is 3 years old and he refuses to be called Julian. So for the last 6 months, he's been coming up with different names for himself, And it started with bishi, bishi.
Bishi?
Mm-hmm. It's like just a sound. Bish, bish. So we're like, okay, bishi. And then that lasted for a couple of weeks. And then it would change to parking lot. Call me parking lot. And then this week it's grandpa. Yeah, it was so fucking, and he is insistent that I call him grandpa. Like, he catches me every time if I'm like, Juju. He's like, I'm not Juju, I'm grandpa. And I'm like, oh God. So we go to this party, and of course I have to introduce him as grandpa to people. So I'm like, this is Julian. He's like, I'm not Julian. I'm like, but he's going by grandpa this week. And like, it was kind of cool because I got to see which of the parents would roll with it and who was, you know, like square and who wasn't. So it was a nice test of that.
Nice.
But also, I think I got to feel what it might be like to be a parent whose kid is like, that's not my pronoun. You have to use my pronoun. And you'd be like, fuck, I'm sorry. I fucked up again, you know, because I can't remember my kid's name because he changes it every week. And I'm just like, look, I can't. So. I know. It's not 100% a perfect analogy. People with their gender stuff.
I think it's actually pretty close.
Yeah, right.
For people that are gender fluid.
Yeah.
Like Julian is just name fluid.
Exactly. So it's the same principle of like, call me this, but he's fluid, so he changes his name every fucking week. And there are days where, like, look, he's three, so I'm going to indulge this for a little bit. But bro, like 3 and a half, I'm be like, your name's fucking Julian, all right? Load the dishwasher, you shit. Like, I'm not coddling this. This is insanity because you can't like. So then it got me thinking about the whole pronoun thing. Yeah, because in
you're on board now.
I mean, no, because it can true. Like, I, you know, guys, like I know I talk about everything in the show, but I really do try to be thoughtful and mindful of things and really go through them before I decide on them. And so I was talking to a professor and she goes, yeah, you know, this generation of students, they do the pronoun thing. And then you put it in your email, like, you know, pronouns, my pronouns are da, 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 da. And she says to me, she goes, well, you know, what's the big deal? Just call that person by the name they want to be called. And I was like, well, I'm kind of doing that with my 3-year-old. But he's three. He's not 18 or 21. You know what I mean? I don't know. And also, it's not as annoying for my 3-year-old. From a 20-year-old kid who's like, that's not my problem. Like, oh, fuck you. You're 20 years old. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, you mean to say that you're not taking him down to the courthouse and legally changing his name every time he wants to change it?
Bishi, Grandpa, Mini Cooper. Yeah, all these names.
Mini Cooper.
That was one of them. I wrote them down. I had Tom send an email to him. Yeah, he's so cute. But yeah, it's fucking A. It's so annoying. But then on the other hand, I think to myself, do I want to raise somebody that annoys the shit out of other people? Which is really the issue. Okay, now think about it. But you know, gender dysphoria, whatever aside, let's put the table that whole discussion. You want to raise humans that other humans like to be around and enjoy. So that way they get ahead in life, right? So if I let him go on this fucking thing so long about call me Bishi, call me Mini Cooper, call me Grandpa, I'm making him annoying. I'm enabling him to be annoying. So there's a time limit to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to put my foot down because it's been a few months now where we're like, okay, all right, it was cute in the beginning. But when he millet, like when I have to introduce him as Grandpa, at parties? That's when I'm starting to think we've crossed some kind of a line here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give him till like 3 and a half, I'm thinking. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop this shit.
How do you curb it? Just like that? You're like, hey, yeah, cut that shit out.
Cut that shit out, bro. Like, listen, I talk to my kids as though they're people. They're not idiots. They're just tinier, emotionally dysregulated people. Truth, right?
Right, yeah. They're just as dumb as the rest of us.
100%, yeah. And they're just trying to learn stuff, and you're the one teaching them how to survive in this crazy world. So if I indulge this insanity, it's like, well, then you're just going to grow up to be one of these assholes that's like, actually, my pronoun is I'm astral gendered. I'm fucking wolf gendered. Like, no, you're not. Shut up. So that's my job, to make him viable in the workplace too, you know, and to tell him not to make bad TikToks about that. So Ellis asked me the other day about, he's like, did you ever get in trouble at school? And, you know, truth be told, not so much in elementary school. And I go, yeah, but one time I fought with this guy. And he goes, you did? Why?
You fought with a guy?
I did fight with a guy. I fought with a girl, you know, gone to blows, and I fought with a dude once. Yeah, so.
And he fought back?
Yeah, dude. So listen. What? Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. It's so dumb. So here I am, like, fifth grade, right? And there's a few things about me that kids would tease me for. So number one, my lips. I had huge lips. So I had to grow into these babies, right? This is before it got cool to have big lips, right? And they called me some crazy shit. I'm like, probably can't repeat.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I think I know it.
You know what it is. So there, what is it, Eddie? I'd rather not say it too. I don't even like the word. I truly don't even like saying the word. But you know, back in the 80s, kids were throwing that stuff around. I got called that a lot. And they used to call me Mrs. Pants a lot because I wore pants. I was a tomboy, you know. I had the best pair of cargo pants too. They were like, you know, fucking Miami Vice, like netted, like dope.
It was function over form, baby.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was like, fuck these pussy girl shit. I wanted to like carry rocks in my pockets and like a fucking knife or whatever, you know, and like run the streets. So I had a cargo pants on, so they call me Mrs. Pants. I had a gap in between my two front teeth, so they made fun of my teeth. And I was an immigrant, right? So my mom would dress me in Hungarian traditional like vests. You know, she could come back from Hungary and like, I bought you such nice clothes. And I'm like, oh, you know, what is it? Is it a pair of Guess jeans? Is it Keds? No, of course not. It was a traditional Hungarian red folklore vest. Go ahead and Google Hungarian red folk vest and you will see how horrendous. It's like what dancers wore. I'm like, why would you give the, yeah, this is what I wore, dude. It's that one that you clicked on. 100% Hungarian folklore waistcoat. That's it. This is what she fucking dressed me in to school. Okay?
Jesus.
Yeah, you asshole. Like, you know I'm going to get my ass kicked for wearing
this.
Wait,
so this is just the vest. What's the rest of the attire?
Bro, okay. But she put a white shirt under it, uh-huh. A nice blouse under it. You wear a blouse under your vest. And then, like, I don't remember what pants. And then bright red shoes that she brought in Hungary, too. So I looked like Bozo the Clown with the big red shoes and the Hungarian vest. I look like a fucking R-word, right? Yeah, like, you're going to dress me like this for school, dude? Right. Like, that's what I look like. And we live in America. We live in L.A., dude. Like, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. There's no fucking Hungarian other kid at my school. But so, yeah, it's so embarrassing. Oh,
no
my
one's
God.
Just like, oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah, dude, nobody in my school was Hungarian. So I go to school dressed like I'm fucking going to the, you know, the dance festival of, you know, the European fertility fest. So this kid, I'm not going to say his name. Let's call him Fred. Fred caught on pretty early. He was the one Jewish kid in my school.
I don't trust him.
That makes sense. Fred. No, I'm just kidding. So Fred was the one Jewish kid at our school. Went to a Christian, like a Lutheran school. And this is the same kid that told everybody there was no Santa in third grade. He's the one that bursted all
over. Oh, my God.
He's kind of a monster. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I know there's no Santa because I saw the gifts in my mom and someone's closet because he didn't celebrate Christmas, obviously. Yeah. But anyway, so this kid, Fred, caught on real quick about like my goofy attire and Mrs. Pants and this and that. So he would get into it with me. He'd call me Mrs. Pants. And, you know, he would chase me on the schoolyard. I would chase, you know, we were always getting at each other, insulting each other. And, you know, back then you say your mama, your mother, this, your mother, that. So I learned a bunch of those to talk some shit to him, you know. But one day it got physical. He started to fucking fuck with me physically, you know, like punching me. Yeah. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? So I went home to my parents and of course they were like, what are you going to kick his fucking ass? And I was like, yes, I am. What are we going to do about this fucking kid? And so my they put me in karate. I went in a karate, dude.
Specifically to beat up this kid?
100%, dude. To kick Fred's ass, bro. I took karate, and with that whole... And at the time, Karate Kid had come out. So there was like karate. You could take karate lessons at the 7-Eleven. You could take karate lessons at the mall. You could take karate lessons at the gas station. Like, so, of course, my dad signed me up for karate on the weekends. I only went to like two classes because he didn't want to take me after that second weekend of having to wake up before 10 a.m. on Saturday. But I learned enough, okay? And here's what I fucking learned. A dick kick. You kick a motherfucker in the dick, and that's all you have to do, bro.
Pretty good.
A dick kick.
Mm-hmm.
So Fred comes to me. I remember this very clearly on the schoolyard. We were by the balance beam. And he starts talking shit. And I was like, and I totally did the whole, like, don't make me hurt you, you know, because in karate.
I've been sworn to use these fists for good.
Yes, like I totally had my karate kit on. I was like, don't you make me use this power on you, bro. I will do it, but I don't want to use my powers. I was warning him. I remember I was warning him. I was like, I'm going to fucking kick your ass, bro. I'm going to kick your ass. And I was so juiced because I had never like done it before. And I was like, this is it, Christina. Like, this is your one shot. You know, like I had the crane in my head. I was like, yeah, I had Karate Kid in my head. And I just like, I remember, you know, when it happens so fast in real time, you're like, it just happens. I don't know. Something happened to me. He kept calling me Mrs. Pants and I kicked him so fucking hard in his dick, dude. I dick kicked the shit out of that kid and he fell to the ground. And that was the last time he ever punked me. That was the last time he ever fucked with me. And I was like, yeah, so that's it. You gotta give a kid a dick kick. And that's what I taught Ellis and Julian this weekend.
Nah, I don't know if they should be doing dick kicks.
The power of the dick kick. Well, it's because Ellis was like, this guy is rude to me at school. I go, what's he doing, you know? What's he saying, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, first of all, you need to learn how to insult kids. That's number one. You got to talk about someone's mom. You heard of your mama? Your mama's so fat. Your mama's so this. Your mama's so dumb. You got to learn all these, number one. This is imperative. Could you imagine in kindergarten if some fool steps to my son and he's like, yeah, well, your mom's so fucking fat. You know, she puts mayonnaise on aspirin or whatever the fucking thing is. It'd be so great. Let's look up yo mama insults. Let's teach my kids some this weekend. Because I told him, I go, listen, if some kid ever hurts you, you have the right to defend yourself. Don't ever attack somebody. But I'm telling you, if some kid comes to you, steps to you, you better defend yourself. And I will defend you at school. So that's my stance. Obviously, I don't condone my kid beating kids up, but I do condone protecting yourself. Are you out of your mind? And I'm never going to tell him to, you know, I say also, you protect your little brother. That's your job. You're the big bro. Okay, here we go.
I would say, you know, don't lead with dick kicks, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you know.
Insults first, verbal abuse.
Right, exactly.
That's what I told him. I go with the mama stuff. That's what I said. If some kid steps to you, talks some shit, you insult his mother. And then if he puts his hands on you, then you give him a dick kick, right?
No, because then he's going to be the dick kicker.
Oh, so what do I say?
You say you punch him straight in his fucking nose.
Mm-hmm. I told him the nose, too. That's a good one. Yeah.
Lead with the nose. Dick Not kick dick is kick. Like, yeah, that's...
That's wimpy.
I want to say last resort. You don't want to be the dick kicker.
The nose puncher.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that guy don't take no guff.
I don't take no guff. No work, no wreck. What does he say? No work, no rep.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Your mom is so fat. When she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up. Nah, your mom is so fat. When she skips a meal, the stock market drops. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty solid.
Kids won't know what the stock market is. Your mom is so fat, it took me two buses and a train to get to her good side. That's funny. Your mom is so fat, when she goes camping, the bears hide their food. That's banger.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
See, it's all about short, succinct and to the point and easy to understand. Your mom is so fat, if she buys a fur coat, a whole species will become extinct. That's good.
That's rad.
Your mom is so fat, she stepped on a scale and it said to be continued. That's a good one. That's a good one. Your mom is so fat, I swerved to miss her in my car and ran out of gas. Your mom is so fat, when she wears high heels, she strikes oil. That's fucking funny, dude. That's funny. But also, so you insult someone's mom, I'm trying to think. And you always got to pick on whatever is that kid's weaknesses. Now, that's varsity level. I'm going to teach him that in junior high. Or
teaching him how to seek out weakness.
100%.
Of course. Of course. Speaking of that, by the way, if you haven't followed me, I'm on I'm making different TikToks these days. Oh, scroll up. The stupid jokes. Let's read the stupid ones too. I've started to put myself on the talks, laughing at these idiots on TikTok, and it's really blown up. It's done great. So I'm at the Water Champ on TikTok, and you'll get to see my disdain for people. Okay. And I don't make fun of, like, you know, just everybody. I make fun of people I think that, you know, deserve it. Your mom is so stupid. She stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate. That's funny.
That's good.
That's a good one. Your mom is so stupid. When they said it was chilly outside, she grabbed a bowl. Okay.
Ooh, that could work for a mama so fat also.
Yep. Your mom is so stupid. She put lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind. Okay. That's a harder one. Your mom is so stupid. When they said order in the court, she asked for fries and a shake. Order in the car. Okay, yeah, stupid. Your mom is so stupid. She thought a quarterback was a refund. Hilarious. Your mom is so stupid. She's okay. We did that. Your mom is so stupid. She got hit by a parked car. That's an old school one. We used to say that one. I used to actually say that one on the schoolyard. Your mom is so stupid. When I told her she lost her mind, she went looking for it. All right. Well, you get the picture, guys. I think this is ugly. Let's see. Your mom is so ugly. She threw a boomerang and it refused to come back. Your mom is so old. Her social security number is one. I think I've said that one. Your mom is so ugly, she made a blind kid cry. That's pretty good.
That's killer.
Yeah. Your mom is so ugly, her portraits hang themselves. Oh! That's a good one.
Might be a little dark for...
never dark
for the
enough.
Playground.
Yeah. Well, you know, I basically tell my kids stuff. Like, at home, they curse a little bit. Oh, your mama's teeth are so yellow. When she smiles at traffic, it slows down. That's good. That's a funny one. You know, I tell them stuff. I tell them, you can say that at home. You can't say that at school. So far, so good. I haven't gotten any letters from the teachers. Nobody said anything. But dick kicks and mama insults, all good. All good. So, what is it, Nadav? Did you have something?
No, sorry.
Did you want to say something, you fucking prick? Just kidding. You're not a prick.
You.
What did you guys do? Did you mama's insults and right? I'm trying to think. You pick on their vulnerabilities.
I mean, I grew up in J school where like each grade was like 20 kids for all of my elementary, and it's like we all just kind of got along. Actually, I got into a fight, I think, in 10th grade.
Mm.
I was taking a piss, and then the grade bully or whatever came in and took a piss next to me.
Mm.
And then I left. And then on my way out, he's just like, hey, Adab, just want to let you know, man, you're fat, buddy. I was like, oh, okay, for sure. And I left the bathroom. I was like, wait a second. I don't need to take that shit. And then I looked in the bathroom. I was just like, hey, John. Oh, shouldn't have said that name.
We'll be bleeping that out.
Yeah, anyways, hey, John.
Yeah, you fucking prick.
Yeah, look out, buddy. And then I just body checked him into the wall.
Good.
And then he hit the back of his head against the wall and kind of slid down. I was like, oh,
whoops.
John, you all right, buddy? All right, I got to go to chem, dude. I'll see you later. And then I got called up to the principal's office. But they were like, yeah, Nadav, you're clearly not the bad one here. You never get in trouble. So we're going to suspend you. But just take the rest of the day off. But don't worry, John will be out for the next 2 weeks. I was like, okay.
Damn. So that's cool that they defended you. They knew you were a good kid.
Yeah, I had a good track record.
Yeah. Well, me too. I never bullied kids. And
right. We just take no guff.
We take no guff.
Take
yeah.
no guff, bro.
Don't take shit. Because that.
Give guff, get guff.
That's right. You know, these little punks, they try to come at you. You just can't let punks come at you, dude. I'm not going to let my kid be a fucking punk. I know they tell you, if the kid hits back, even he gets in trouble. Well, fuck that.
Yeah, you know what? Just take the lap.
Yeah, I'll go to the mat for him. Fuck him. Fuck that shit, bro. Okay, here we go. Here's some follow-ups from episode 123. Very important topics here. Hi, mommies. I was listening to episode 115 and I have something to say about the one girl in public school with big tits being associated with being a slut. That was 100% me. I was in the sixth grade and had tits for days and was automatically labeled a slut. Everyone wanted a piece of these tits. It was like a big deal until the actual slut of the school got finger banged. Love you, R-Words Rachel from Canada. Yeah, I mean, that is the stigma of having big old titties when you're young. It sucks. It's just you get all this attention sexually that you're really not prepared for. And yeah, unfortunately, everyone thinks you're a hoe until the actual whore emerges. That's so true. And then it changes. Although there are some girls who are so hoary that they transcend the label of whore. Like, for instance, there was this girl. It's like the girl who owns it so much that she's like, yeah, I'm a whore. Fuck you. Like Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. Like, there was this girl in junior high school who straight up would like French her boyfriend for days in the hallway. Like, I could still vividly remember them. He wore a black trench coat. He was like this dark haired guy. She was a blonde girl. And they would just fucking like dry hump and French everywhere in the school. And they were so shameless about it. And they would get yelled at by the teachers and be like, what's up? So what? Bye. And they would be like, whatever. And I'm like, nobody talked shit to them. Nobody talked shit to her because she was just such a hoe. Like, she was so straight up about it. So I think you just can't be coy. You can't be like, no, I'm not a whore. Like, just be like, yeah, I'm a fucking whore. What about it? I don't give a shit. And right. Then, right?
It takes away all their power because, like, the yeah. whole thing is just like, hey, she's a whore. It's like, what? Who told you? No, I'm not. But if you're yeah. just making out in the hallway, it's just like, yeah, what's up, Chomo? You trying to fucking get up in here? What are you doing?
Yeah. And even in sixth or seventh grade, that seemed to be the tactic that worked because it was the girl who maybe had done one thing and then was trying to defend against that one thing with that one guy that one time that the label would keep coming around to her.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All you got to do, like, I feel like the easy move out of that, and granted, this is coming from someone who did not grow up as a girl, but you just go like, well, yeah, what's up? Yeah, it's, you know, I got finger banged. What, you haven't finger banged yet? And you just flip it onto an inexperienced thing, and then that usually shuts everyone up.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. That's always how it worked on the schoolyard. If you just accepted it, you can't defend against it. It just creates more drama.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because eventually if I was like, yeah, I got big lips, you're going to fucking want these one day. Like, I wish I would have been able to say that. I didn't know. How was I supposed to know the bitches would be paying for these later in life? But like, you're going to put filler on your face, you stupid. This is funny. Here's a Pajitsky effect. On episode 121, you clearly badmouth Swedish fish and all gummies, but then say how great Sour Patch Kids are. Light bulb, Sour Patch Kids are gummies. And yes, Swedish fish are from Sweden, or else they would just be called fish. Love the show. That's funny. Just fish. A bag of fish. Well, listen, I see what you're saying, Dimitri. However, Yana, might I say, the Sour Patch Kids are softer than Swedish fish, and they're layered in deliciously sour salt or whatever, sugar. You dummy. So it's not the same thing. They're not both, they're gummy-like in substance, but they're not exactly the same because there's that delicious sour layer that makes them so much better than Swedish fish.
Right. The sour is
everything.
Yeah. It's a factor. It's a variable.
Right. And I also think the Sour Patch Kid, that type of gummy, it's squishier than an average gummy bear. That's just my, listen, Annie's the sour champ. Annie, what do you say? Because he and I like sour candies. Is he in there?
Yeah, she wrong as fuck.
Yeah, thank you.
The fucking same.
This is not the same. And by the way, welcome Chris Larson to the booth. We missed you, buddy.
Hi, good to be back in the booth.
We missed you, buddy. We missed you.
Yeah, it was a...
Yeah? Yeah, you missed us too, right? Chris saying,
yeah, yes, I did. No, I really did. I did. I'm just being cheeky.
sweet, sweet Chris.
What a sweet lamb. Welcome to Austin. And did you ever get teased growing up? What did you get teased for?
I mean, there was one girl that teased me in elementary school, but everyone just kept saying, like, oh, she just likes you, all that shit. And but I didn't appreciate getting smacked in the back of the head for no reason.
She did that to you?
Yeah, she would just like, she would do these little things to just irritate me, and I didn't understand why. Did she say hot?
It's because she wanted that Chris Larson D.
Maybe, but I never found out, so.
You should find her now and be like, what's up, bitch?
I'm okay.
You want to tap my head now, bitch? How you like me now?
I'll tap your head.
I'll tap your head, bitch. Let's find her. Look her up on Facebook. Seriously.
We're not going to do that.
Be like, how you like me now, huh?
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking bitch. Okay. So she, now you, I imagine you being a sweet, quiet type, you probably didn't ruffle many feathers.
Yeah, I didn't ruffle many feathers. I got along with most of the kids in my classes. Yeah. No, I only got in a fight once in high school. But it wasn't because like a bullying thing. It was because someone tried to steal my iPod. And that was why I got in a fight, because I tried to stop him.
Did you blow you threw fists? You were like, fucking.
No, I didn't dick kick him.
Don't lead with dick kicks.
You never lead with dick kicks.
Okay, sorry, guy. I'm not a man. I got. Fuck.
I think he didn't think I would chase him because, like, he only ran around the corner and then stopped running.
Yeah.
And so then I tackled him, and then he threw me to the ground, started stomping me because that was the end of the fight. And I can't fight shit for shit.
But you ran after him. Good for you.
Football player came and broke it up.
Yeah, let's.
I don't fucking know.
Guy.
I never learned
this guy on
fire. I never learned his name.
Yeah,
he will rue the day.
He will rue the day. We'll stick the mommies on him. Be like, what's up?
I never learned his name.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't even really look at his face because I was so upset, and I just like grabbed my iPod and left.
Good for you.
But yeah, and then I went home for the rest of the day because I had just been in a fight.
Yeah, it's traumatic as shit.
And yeah, I don't think I ever saw him at school again. I don't
really?
Know. I mean,
that's
I never
what I'm talking about.
Really saw him. I never noticed him before, so it's not like I would have noticed if he wasn't there to begin with, because he was just some random kid. He was like a upperclassman. Just, I don't know, for some reason saw me holding an iPod, decided he was going to take it.
Fuck that.
And it didn't work out.
Good for you.
But yeah, and I did get a lot of street cred after that for just fact that I did fight back for, and like even that I got my ass kicked, like all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, don't fuck with Chris. He's going to fight you.
Yeah. That's good.
So you do get a little bit of cred just for, even if, it's just the fact that you will stand up for yourself.
Yes.
Especially when you are so justifiably in the right.
Yeah.
It's different when you pick fights
and
then get in a fight. Then people will think you're full of shit.
Yeah, you're a psycho. That's,
yeah.
That's not cool. Right. Wow, good for you. Look at you, Chris Larson. Look at you. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, other than that, I didn't really have a whole lot of crazy shit happen to me in high school in terms of like bullies or fighting. Yeah. That was my freshman year.
What about the chicks?
What about the chicks? Mm-hmm.
Did you have a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah, I did. Ooh. I had a girlfriend.
Okay.
My first girlfriend was over the sophomore to junior summer.
Like, ooh,
so when I was becoming a junior.
Yeah.
That's when we started dating.
That's when you did all this stuff, huh? Damn.
Maybe.
Did you? Yeah, good for you, Chris. And where did you meet her?
High school. We didn't have many classes together other than PE, but yeah.
Damn, look at you. Quite a secret Mac, huh? Good for you. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you have another girlfriend? Yeah. That was the only girlfriend.
I had one more girlfriend my senior year of college or senior year of high school.
Damn, Larson.
And that one carried over into college because we both went to Berkeley, and then that lasted about
a semester. Yeah, it doesn't work out.
It didn't work out.
It's impossible because you were like, there's so many. You know, a Berkeley bitches with their armpit hair and their patchouli and their Birkenstocks. And you were like, I got to go slay all this Birkenstock puss, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Dude, who was your first Berkeley babe?
I mean, technically she was because we both went. But you mean like the first girl I dated after attending?
Yeah. No. So you're with your high school girlfriend and you're at Berkeley and you're both at Berkeley?
Yeah.
Damn, that's even stickier. So you both were like, okay, I'm ready to bone other people. Because you're like, there's so many other options here. So what was the first girl like that you boned outside of that relationship? Was she like a hippie chick? Was
no,
she smart?
I mean, it may not come as a shock to you, but I wasn't the one night stand kind of guy.
No. Yeah.
So
no.
The next girl was another girlfriend.
Yeah.
Was
she crunchy?
What does that mean?
It means, was she Berkeley? Was she armpit hair, patchouli, white girl with dreadlocks, like that kind of?
No, none of those things.
Vegan. No, she wasn't. No. I so wanted you to have like that Berkeley girlfriend. Yeah.
I don't attract the hippies. I don't know what to say.
Was she black? No. What was she?
Indian.
Hey, my stepdad was Indian. My mom loved Indian dudes too. That's good. That's good. So okay. Did you bring her home? How long did you see the Indian girl for?
That one didn't last as long. That was like a semester, I want to say, or maybe a semester and a half.
Was she Hindu?
No, I don't believe so.
So she wasn't like strict religious.
She wasn't
religious.
Like a religious person. No.
Okay, so she would do stuff. You could get her to, you know, do stuff.
What are you implying?
Did you guys go? Did you? You know what I'm saying? Did you do the nasty?
You guys go steady?
Y'all asking two different questions. Did we have sex? Yes. Did we do crazy shit in bed? No.
I got you. Okay. Okay, so then after her, who did you date?
And after that, it was... I had like some weird pseudo relationships, but nothing real after that.
Yeah, I know you had like those college things where you're like... Like, you kind of hook up, but then you don't really...
Or you just never get to that point. It's like you can feel the chemistry, but, like, it never evolves. And yeah. It's just kind of like, well, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
And then you move on.
Did you make out with those chicks?
No, not that one.
No, you never. Yeah. Okay. That's exciting. And then what's your DM sitch like right now?
I mean, it comes and goes. It tends to... get bigger every time a post comes around. So
well, they're so inspiring. Your posts are so funny and so good. And are they sending you crotch pics and tit pics and stuff? Are you getting a lot of those?
Only a handful of those. Not the crotch. Woo! A couple titties, but
okay, Chris. And are they like Austin location? Are they located here?
I didn't ask. I didn't really engage with those ones again.
Well, if you live in Austin and you'd like to follow Chris, go ahead at CEE _ Lars, LARS, and maybe you'll get a shout out on the next post.
I have to say, this is the most excited you've sounded in a long time, Chris. Like, you feel alive to me right now. Like, what's gone on? What is it, the move? Are you invigorated by the change of scenery?
I mean, maybe it's the move. It's just, you know, a big change. And so it's just it gets your energy up, even if it's like, I don't know, just... not being in that studio where it's just me and Zolo all day. It's
you're just excited to see new people.
A little bit. Yeah. It's just more things are going on right now. It's just, now the move is done, sort of. So I like don't have to worry about that. It's not on my mind anymore.
Yeah.
So
I have an idea for you. Okay. Just hear me out.
I will hear you out. I can't promise you any more than that.
I send you on an all-expenses-paid vacation with Annie and Nadav.
And we're doing this now, huh?
And Josh. I send you guys on an all-expenses-paid vacation, okay? But you let me film you.
Why?
Let me follow it. Just for fun. Just to see what happens. You guys go to... Wait, what?
She's not asking you any.
And he said, that's a yes from me, coach.
Yeah, you guys can go to like a nice resort in Jamaica. Like a singles resort.
Dude, you want to go to Jamaica with me and Annie? Yeah, you want to go to jail? You want to go home? What do you want to do?
Maybe a place like Hedonism. Have you heard of that place?
No, I'm not going to Hedonism.
Have you heard of that? What?
Oh, we've covered Hedonism on the show before. Yeah. Maybe not this one, but
well, it's a lovely, nice place, and there's lots of people looking for love.
Usually in their 40s or 50s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not necessarily. Here it is. Look, Hedonism.
Ooh, Club Hedo for short.
Club, I think it's Hedo.
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 That sounds wrong.
No, and here's the best part is that it's clothing optional. So if you want to, you can go to the buffet nude or not. There's all kinds of different things you guys can do. There's activities.
We can do that nude if we want to.
You can.
Mm. I'm glad that's an option.
I just want you to hear, just try it.
It's an option I will not take advantage
of. It's a week. It's just a week at Hedonism, but I get to film it.
Wait, does that mean that you're coming with us?
No, just to watch, yeah. I'll stay at a different resort.
What? So you'll watch, but we're not allowed to talk to you, and...
I don't know if I want to
look you in the eye.
Yeah, like, I just want to see Chris in an environment where he can really let loose.
You think I'm going to really let loose at Hedonism?
If we give you ecstasy or Molly.
Oh, if I get the Ari treatment, yeah.
If we drug you and send you to Jamaica.
I see. So we need to feed you ecstasy and then get you on a plane.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Oh. Well, I'm excited for your new chapter here in Texas, and I think the change of scene. I'll tell you what has happened for me is that for some reason I've been extra here. You know, like it's like I can do what I want, I can be who I want here, and it's really been good. You know, I feel freer here than I did in LA. So maybe you'll do stuff here. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it out loud. I won't say it.
So what?
So do you like? So you like Indian chicks? That's your jam?
Sure.
Okay.
It's just a weird way to phrase that.
Putting it out there. Well, it's what you like. It's okay.
I mean, I like lots of different types of women. It's
right. You, okay.
Just not white, right?
Just not white ladies. That's okay.
I don't have a problem with white women either.
Oh, you're racist against whites? Is that what you're saying?
Sure, let's go with that one.
You're so
You heard it here first. Chris is racist against white people.
Yep, that's right.
Clearly.
That in the promo. That's the trailer. News at 11. Chris Larson, racist. Well, that was fun talking about your romantic past. Are you ready for love now? Do you feel like Texas could be your place?
I mean, yeah. I mean, once I get a little more settled in, that's definitely going to be like one of my priorities is meeting people, meeting women. But, you know, it's been a while, so I'm just like nervous.
That's why you need to go to Hedonism.
I'm not going. That
Penny
seems like
adopt.
Jumping into the deep end. Kind
exactly.
Of
you just break it off that first nut, and then afterwards, you're ready.
Just get wet with the boys, homie.
Yeah.
You make it sound so enticing.
What part about that don't you like?
But getting wet with the boys?
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
It's a YMH exclusive. Maybe, okay, you don't have to go to Hedonism. You can go to the Dominican Republic. There's lots of lovely resorts there for couples or not couples. You know what I mean? Okay.
What? Well,
nice talking to you.
Why the Dominican Republic? Why was that your go-to?
Because have you been there?
No,
she's sending three people, Chris. We need something, you know?
The DR is lovely. So I've been there twice. There's a lot of all-inclusive resorts. And you can find, it's basically wild as shit in DR. Like, whatever you want is there. It's pretty fucking fun. It's like I said, it's wild, dude. You want to, you know, go crazy? That's where you're going to go crazy, bro. Are you ready to go crazy or what? You ready to party? Do you like your job? How do you like your job?
Is that what we're discussing now?
I don't know.
Go on vacation or you're fired.
You got to cover that new rent, huh?
Go get wet with the boys or we're docking your pay, homie. God.
Moving's expensive. How are you going to pay for that shit? All right. I'll leave you alone. I love you, Chris. I'm glad you're back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Did you miss all this torture? No.
Some part of me, I guess, does.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're dysfunctional on the inside. Somewhere.
Somewhere.
All right, let's do some follow-up voicemails. I love you, Chris. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming. You're the best.
Okay. Hi, mommy. This is Sydney from Texas. I had to call you on my way home from work because I am just astounded. I just listened to the episode where you discovered that AJ in The Sopranos stands for Anthony Jr., and I absolutely just lost my mind. So that thought literally never entered my head one time. I was just like, yep, that's just his name. Like, his name is just AJ. Same exact thought as you. So I just want to say you're not alone and we can be retarded together. Thanks, mommy. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you. Finally. And I've other people that didn't know the boneless chicken wings weren't that you take the tiny bones out of the wing. So thank you very much. Good. Finally, people as smart as I am. All right. Give me the next one.
Hey, Mommy. This is Taylor from San Antonio, Tejas. Oh. I'm sitting here watching episode 120, and 8 minutes in, I'm already reminded how R-worded some people are becoming. I'm, of course, talking about the California mandate that retailers have to have a gender-neutral section for toys. And all I have to say is, if your little boy wants a fucking Barbie, walk his happy ass an aisle over and get him a Barbie. If your little girl wants a car, go get her a car. There's no locks on the aisles that have to be open using a penis as a key.
I know.
Fucking hell. My husband and I noticed that our son liked pushing around his stroller much more than he liked riding in it, and it kept his ass quiet in the store. So what did we do? We just walked an aisle over and bought him a little pink stroller.
Great.
It's not that big of a deal, and he loves it.
I know.
I can't believe everyone's losing their fucking mind.
I know.
Anyway, I just wanted to participate in the Studio Jeans eye roll on this one. So,
good.
Love you, Mommy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand the sentiment, but to mandate it and then penalize business owners that aren't going to make a gender-neutral toy section, it's just silly. I think that's just a silly mandate. I mean, get the fuck out of here. You can't make that a law. It's just ridiculous. All right, follow up. Let's do another one.
Hey, Jeans, calling from Denver. Hey, just wanted to chime in about the whole ice fiasco. So I have a solution that will solve everybody's problem. Mm-hmm. You fill up the ice tray, crack it, and then empty it into a separate container that you keep in the refrigerator.
Whoa.
It might be a Ziploc bag. It might be a bowl. And that way you don't have to worry about picking the ice cubes out of the tray or any of that nonsense. Just crack the container, put it into a different container, refill the ice container, and that way when you need ice, you just reach in the bowl, reach into the bag, and you have fresh ice. So hope that helps. Love you, Mommies. But I'm coming up in May.
Huh.
That's what I do. Do you guys not do that?
No.
What, Chris?
No.
I fill the ice tray. I have a little bucket in there. I put the ice in the bucket, and then I fill up the ice tray, put that back in the freezer, and then I always take ice out of the bucket.
No.
I'm never out of ice that way.
That's a three-step.
Yeah.
But you're going to do that when you crack the ice for the ice anyway.
No, I just crack. I take the cube that I need, and then the rest goes in. And then when I'm on the last cube, I'm like, well, looks like I can't have ice for another 8 hours.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
No, you're dumb, Chris.
I've never heard of such a thing that you put all the ice cubes in a separate container and then you refill. That's crazy talk.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the Otto ice maker
puts it into a bucket. Yeah.
Yeah, but the bucket's already there.
Right. You can put the bucket there. You don't have to.
I can't buy a bucket for ice.
You don't. You can get a Tupperware. It doesn't have to be a bucket.
No, it comes with the freezer. I can't. I'm not a freezer manufacturer, Chris. I don't know what type of bucket.
Did the ice trays come with the freezer? You had to buy the ice trays when you get the ice trays.
No, because it's the auto ice maker. But the
wait, you have an auto ice maker, and you're complaining about your ice situation?
Well, no, it's very new for me. But when I got the silicone trays, it's like, yeah, I just take one. I take as needed.
Or you just dump it into the bucket, take it from the bucket as needed, and then you always have ice.
Mm-mm. I don't want that.
It's also easier to grab because it's not in a little. You don't have to fish it out. You can just like grab it out of the bucket rather than fishing it out of the ice cube holder tray thing.
I'm going to pass on this idea. I am not cool with an ice bucket that just stays in the freezer that I have to buy. Nope. Pass.
Okay. This is a hot topic. I'd love to debate this more, but okay. Hey, Hitlers. When I still lived at my folks' house, my mom would sometimes bring Chipotle home for me and my sister. It was our favorite place to eat. Because of this, for some reason, I've always associated Chipotle with kind of being a special treat. You know what I'm saying? I've been moved out of the house for over 6 years now and only realized a week ago that I can literally drive to Chipotle and get food from there. I've now been spending the last week making up for 6 years of lost Chipotle time. Fortunately, contrary to what one might assume, making brown has been regular and excellent as always. Piss on me, beat me, because I will not do a shop at your store. What's that? Love, Hitler. I will not do a shop at your store? Is that from YMH? Maybe that's some.
Maybe it's just a typo.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. Even seasonal items. I recently discovered that I can buy stuffing any time of the year, and I can eat stuffing whenever I like. Also, you know, growing up, my grandmother would make polochinta, which is like these crepes, and those are sometimes special treat, polochinta. And I discovered I can make palachinta anytime I want. And now I make it every Saturday morning. It is a treat. There it is. P-A-L-A-C-S-I-N-T-A. There they are, Hungarian crepes. And it was so nasty. My grandmother would only fill them with jelly. Like, I like apricot jelly or strawberry jelly or like plum jelly. And I was like, what the fuck? Why can't you put anything? So I also realized I could put anything I want inside of them. I put Nutella in there for the boys every Saturday. It's our special treat. And it's not just for sometimes. Ooh. Yeah.
Now, tell me, what is the difference between these and blintzes? Is there a difference?
Yeah, I think a blintz is filled with cheese, right? Isn't that traditionally? But it's very similar. All people do this. This is a French, call them crepes, palacinta, same shit, different toilet. You put whatever you want in there. But yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, let's do another voicemail. These are very good. I like these Pozhitsky effect.
Hey, Christina and Booth Boys. This is Kaylee from Richmond, Virginia. I'm 29 years old and I have Pozhitsky effect. About 2 years ago, I figured out that there was two sides to a good towel. One side I used for my hair and the other side I used for the rest of my body. Changed my life. Hope it helps.
Now, hold on.
What?
Two sides?
I still haven't realized that. I just now realized that.
I don't think I've realized it yet.
Wait a minute.
Towel.
I'm thoroughly confused because doesn't the water just seep through to the other side? Whoa.
But this guy is saying that specifically good towels have two sides?
Guys, do we all know this in the booth?
Chris, do you know?
I'm still not sure what he's trying to say.
He's saying that you can use one side for like one part of your body and then take the towel, flip it over, and then that side's dry, and then you can use that.
Well, that side's not dry.
No.
It's wet.
It's got water on it because you just wiped water on it.
Hmm. Annie, you got opinions about towels. Does that sound right?
No.
No two sides?
No. Why would you? That sounds complicated. Just use a towel warmer, bro.
Oh, the towel warmer.
Towel warmer.
I forgot about that. I gotta get one of those.
They're like $100. You gotta do it.
I'm gonna do that shit right after this.
Okay. So how do you keep track of which side you just used?
Well,
like I'm immediately gonna forget which side I wiped my hair with.
Well, here's the deal, man. I use two towels. How about that for spoiling yourself? I use one for my hair and then one for my body, and that way I don't have to think about sides.
I do a precursory dry with one towel, and then I got like a bath towel or a bathrobe. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I do a precursory dry, and then I'm like, all right, now I'll just play the waiting game while I have this robe on.
Yeah, I've been not toweling myself off again.
You're regressing?
Yeah. I get so anxious. I get upset and anxious because it takes too long. I get out and I'm like, all right, already, enough with the grooming. I can't do it. So sometimes I just let my legs stay wet, you know? But
you let the legs stay wet?
Yeah. I'll be like, pat, 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 enough, dude. Get this fucking thing off of me. And then I'll like just get dressed wet. I still kind of do it. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Give me another voicemail. I can't change. You can't change an old dog.
Hey, mommy. This is Taylor. I just had a quick Pozhitsky effect. I am 29 years old, and I'm just now realizing that I don't have to wait for morning or night to brush my teeth. Like, if I feel funky during the afternoon for whatever reason, I can just brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't have to suffer through the day or just chew gum over my bad breath like an animal. I can just brush my teeth. I can even bring a to-go toothbrush and toothpaste in my bag with me at work or wherever I am. Isn't that fucking crazy? Okay. Keep my hygiene. Bye.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if this is...
Why don't you know about the dog?
Because there's been times like when I've been at a job and like you go into the bathroom and you see someone brushing their teeth at the sink. You're like, what the fuck is this person doing?
It's so out of place in public.
Yeah. It's like, dude, it's like you just saw them change out of their underwear in front of you. You're like, whoa, I wasn't supposed to see this.
Are we at home? Yeah. Like at the airport. I've been the person, I brush my teeth at the airport a lot because like there's nothing grosser than like you wake up at fucking 4 a.m, you get on that like 6 a.m. and then your mouth is just a dog shit bowl by the time you land. I hate having dog shit in my mouth. So I brush at everywhere. And people look at me and I'm like, well, fuck you, dude. Like, I don't want a dog mouth. I brush everywhere. I carry toothbrushes with me all the time.
How often do you brush?
Sometimes three times a day, in the middle of the day. Well, no, sorry. I do it twice in the morning. So I wake up in the morning.
Twice in the morning?
Yeah. Well, listen to it. So here's why. So I wake up. I do a quick brush. I have my coffee. And then I do a deep cleaning because now I want to get those coffee stains off. And then I'll eat lunch. And sometimes I'll be like, I could do another brush. And then at night, obviously, before bedtime, you know, and that's when I do my flosser sticks and I throw them on the fucking floor, too. Yeah, what do you do? Do you drink coffee with dog mouth?
Yeah, if I'm going to have coffee, I'm like, this is going in the dumpster anyways. Let's just wait till after the coffee and then I'll brush my teeth.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not that militant.
I don't think that's crazy.
No, I used to do that for years and I just got sick of it. I'm like, ugh, tastes gross.
Work smarter, not harder, baby.
Work smarter, not harder, baby. Chris Larson, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Just the standard two times a day, you know, mm-hmm. morning and night.
Do you brush before or after coffee?
I don't drink coffee, so it's not really an issue for me.
Fuck, how are you doing
Chris
that?
Has zero vices.
Oh, yeah. How do you fall asleep at night? Do you, like, just fall asleep without drugs or alcohol?
Yeah, I just usually just wait until I get sleepy, and then I go to sleep.
Wow, and then you wake up in the morning, and you don't need coffee to wake up?
No, I usually shower, and that usually wakes me up. That's enough. For me.
Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Not even in college? Did you drink coffee in college?
No. I mean, the only source of caffeine I have is from soda. So.
Have you ever gone through an experimental coffee phase? You're like, ooh, I think I'm going to try coffee now. And then you're like, I'm too wired. I can't have it. Never even tried it?
Nah.
Wow. You've had a cup of coffee, though, right?
I think I've tasted coffee before.
You think?
I was like, nah, this is not good. I don't like this.
You're like Mormon. This is so funny.
Yeah, I'm definitely Mormon.
That's what they do. They don't drink coffee, no alcohol. You need fun. That's why.
You need hedonism.
That's why this trip to Jamaica. That's what I'm saying, man. Jamaica's really going to do wonders for you. Just wait until you swing for the first time. You're really going to like it.
You're going to like the way you swing.
You're going to like the way I look. Okay, here's another one. Hey, mommy. So growing up, my mom would only allow us to have buttered spaghetti noodles and Parmesan after at least one serving with spaghetti sauce. The other night, I was craving buttered noodles, so I made spaghetti for dinner. And after one helping with sauce, I smashed the buttered noodles. Only then did I realize I can make noodles whenever I want and don't always have to have sauce first, if at all. For the past 10 years, I've been making spaghetti sauce just so I could have plain noodles and butter after. Hashtag stupid fucking idiot. So fucking stupid.
What's the reason?
Funny?
Is that like a way, like the sauce, like I was like, oh, I gotta sneak in tomatoes into their diet?
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's probably more it's nutritionally more sound to put sauce on it. But I made my kids butter noodles last night and my kids just love that. There's, you know, my one kid doesn't like red sauce, so what are you gonna do? I'm not gonna make fucking 10 different meals for these kids, you know. We have another voicemail. Pajitsky Effect, I want to hear that.
Yeah, we got two more.
So great. I love these. I live for these.
Hey, Hitler. I'm up out of here. It's Mike, and I've got a Pajitsky Effect for you, a.k.a. Why am I so stupid? My wife and I split almost 3 years ago, and to stay close to my kids, I moved into a fully furnished apartment nearby. It had everything a single dad could need, a bed, a couch, a TV. What it didn't have, however, kitchen knives. So for the past 3 years, I've been preparing all of my meals with a butter knife. I'm sure you're assuming my Pajitsky effect was I could just buy a kitchen knife. But my true Pajitsky effect was I could go on Lexapro and not be resigned to a butter knife life to begin with. Piss on me, beat me. I'd be coming up in May, but I got a DUI, baby! Woo!
Wow, that Lexapro's really working out for him. Doesn't he sound so happy?
He Good sounds the you. Happiest he's ever been.
Yeah, that is amazing. A butter knife. Yeah, I think I did that too when I first graduated from college. I was cutting everything with butter knives too, and then you're like, oh, you can just buy like a cutting knife.
Wait, hold on. The first time that you use it, you're not like... Oh, this is dumb. I need to get some sharper.
Didn't know that people had proper cutting knives because I'm trying to think of at home growing up. I don't remember what my parents used. I don't think they had like cutlery, you know?
Nah, you need a sharp knife to cut that salami log.
I know. I'm trying to think of what my dad used. Like, he may have just used a pocket knife or something. He was such a savage.
That is so European.
Yeah, like yeah, you dude, just take that's... your knife and you cut it and you eat it in the woods. Yeah,
yeah, he keeps his sharp knife next to his pocket saw.
100%. Like, just, I don't think we had that stuff growing up. I don't recall. You know, that's like fancy people stuff. Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of, I'm letting my kids, well, the older boy, Ellis, I'm teaching him how to shave carrots, you know, using the shaver. I watch him. I'm very careful with it. Mm. But I like to encourage dangerous activities early. And I've also taught him how to cut with a knife, like a proper cut. And I show him the right way to hold it and not to be a pussy and be scared. So, yeah, resilience, good.
Nice. Is he good at it?
He loves it. And now he peels all the carrots, the apples, everything in the house.
Ooh, yeah. See, now you build him up.
Yeah.
He's gonna become mom's best dishwasher. That's boom. You don't need to deal with that shit for like 10 years till he figures it out.
That's right, dude. That's what I'm, and I let him do. It's a little dangerous, and it's what he likes, the danger. So it's good. Okay, give me another Pajitsky effect. I love these.
Yeah, here's the last one.
Stupid fucking idiot.
So I recently had a Pajitsky effect, actually, literally just now. So, you know the candy Swedish fish? I always thought that they were called sweet-ish fish, like kind of sweet. And it wasn't until I just saw the package and realized it's Swedish fish, like Sweden, like the country. And I'm feeling really talked right now. Love you, mommy.
Wow. I get it. So I heard, I was reading something on the gram. Did you guys know, what do you call that ice cream that's three different colors? It is fruity. It's got green, orange, and pink. What do you call that?
Green, orange, and pink? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Hold on. You threw me for a real loop over there.
What's it called?
Sherbet. Sherbet is what? Sherbet? Sherbet?
It's
Rainbow Sherbet.
It's right. So my whole life I've been calling it Sherbet. Turns out it's Sherbet.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Google that one, dude.
Yeah, I've never heard sherbet before. Neither. I'm like, you're leaving an R off, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's sherbet.
Sherbet?
Sherbet. It's British.
I like and sherbet.
I was about to be like, oh, I know this one, Neapolitan.
Yeah. Wait, so I saw this post that it's actually sherbet, not sherbert. The proper one is sherbet. But no, look up like the Wikipedia for sure. See, sherbet. Not the image, just the like, it's sherbet. See? Rainbow sherbet. Sherbet, maybe. Sherbet with three flavors. I mean.
And he's very hostile in saying that it is sherbet.
Sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my whole life I've been saying sherbert. I've been putting the R in there. Okay. I mean, I thought it was sherbert.
Wait, sorbet? What's that then?
Sorbet is sorbet. S-O-R-B-E-T.
And sherbet
sorbet
is another thing?
And sherbet.
Maybe it's sherbet?
Wait, does sherbet, is that just not a thing?
There's no sherbet. There's no sherbet. Wait, it's sherbet.
There's never been a sherbet?
No, dude. It's sherbet. And Americans have been saying it incorrectly. Apparently, it's sherbet.
God.
And we've been saying it wrong. See? Sherbet or sherbet.
It's interchangeable.
And what exactly originally referred to a cold drink made?
Originally referred to a cold drink made with sweetened and diluted fruit in the U.S. The word now most commonly refers to a frozen dessert made with milk or cream and flavored usually with fruit juice, with egg, white,
ew,
or gelatin sometimes added.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's sherbet. I have no freaking idea. My whole life I've been saying sherbet.
Holy shit! This is a real Berenstein Bears thing going on.
Berenstein or is it
Berstein?
Berenstein Bears? Berenstein Bears, right?
I think we think it's called Berenstein Bears, but it's actually Berstein Bears.
No, I think it's Berenstain.
Berenstain?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. All right, look up Berenstein. Berensteins. Are they Jewish? The Berenstein Bears?
They sure are.
Who knew? The Berenstain. No fucking way. My whole life I've been saying Berenstein. And it's Berenstain bears.
It's you a gotta, real sherbet situation.
It's a real sherbet. Sherbet.
Sherbet, excuse me.
You got to be kidding me. My whole life. Wow, I'm just blown away, dude.
Man, we're learning a lot today.
I'm so fucking stupid. Fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. Hi, Mommy Jeans. I was going to paint my nails, but got bummed because my polish is kind of old and sticky and hard to paint on. Then I realized I could just buy a new bottle rather than use every last sticky drop and have new smooth polish. Good stuff. Keep them high and tight. Watch out for waspies. Yeah, exactly. I think I learned that one a long time ago. Yeah, that you could actually just buy it. Because nail polish is not expensive. It's like 99 cents, some of them. Okay. Oh, let's see this one. I've been struggling for years to vacuum my house in peace because my two talked dogs bark at and attack my vacuum as soon as I turn it on. It has been driving me so crazy, and I can only imagine what my neighbors think when they hear me screaming, Larry, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. But this weekend when I was ready to vacuum, I noticed they were sleeping peacefully in my bed, and so I just shut the door and vacuumed the living room in absolute peace. Thus made me realize, holy shit, I can just shut a door every time I need to vacuum from now on. Amazing. And Jesus Christ, I'm fucking stupid for not realizing this a long time ago. Megan, yeah, you fucking dummy, just lock them up. Yeah, also, you know, you can crate them if they're used to being in crates. If they're not used to being crate trained, then don't lock them in the crate. But yeah, you can just put your animals in another room. I like that you guys are adding, I'm a fucking idiot now, to the end of everyone. This is the best, dude. This is the best. Oh, we have more voicemails, Mommy. Okay, well.
No. That was the end.
That was the end of it. Okay. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Well, good. Guys, email me whereamymomsat@gmail.com if you have a Pajitsky effect, if you have a mom confession, a mom hack. We haven't done the mom. Well, I've got a bunch of hacks to get to on the next episode. And what would Christina P. do? Also, call me. Leave me a voicemail. 213-275-5184. You know who that is. I'm looking for, what is he saying? I won't say it.
I'm looking for hardcore guys.
Hardcore guys who mean it.
I'm looking for hardcore moms who got... follow-ups and mom hacks.
Well, guys, mean it, man. Trot out. Yeah, so that's it. Thank you so much for subscribing to the show and for contributing to the show. And, yeah, I love you guys. And let me know, how do you tell your kids to defend themselves? I'm curious to know if you're telling them to give dick kicks, which I will now revise to nose punches, and your mama insults. Are we still doing that? Is that a cool thing to bring back? I think it is, because it's retro and the new generation doesn't know about that. All right, guys, I love you. And until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye, mommy.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.